come to the Gopuni festival. We will require for this part, because it's a cultural part, some peace and silence. So I request that you close the door and maybe even tell those who are outside to be a little bit decent. You know, when we sing so loud, there's so much energy that it's very difficult or sometimes calm down. But exactly this is necessary when we go into the temple. We need to calm down. We need to center ourselves. Hare Krishna. See, so many. We need to stop talking to our neighbors. Ooh, this is a difficult task. And we need to focus on something which lies deep inside. A human being is something like a well, ein Brunnen in Schweizer Deutsch, a deep well. And most of the time we spend on the surface of this well. Den größten Teil unserer Zeit verbringen wir leider an der Oberfläche. Now inside this well, or inside our own hearts, there is really everything we need for our spiritual perfection. There is the pure soul, which has in many of your cases, in many of your lives, start to talk. You are not satisfied in your life any longer. So there is the soul and there is the supreme soul, there is God. But because most of us just don't go deep inside in our lives and are just so much busy in our ordinary material lives, we are not often in contact with the soul, with ourselves, and we live a life where we are not really in connection with us. We are not centered, as we say. So when we come to a temple, we want to change this. Now, this will be a little meditative, and I need now someone who can help me to calm everyone down. Sprichst du Deutsch? Sprichst du Deutsch? Nein, ich meine dich. Sprichst du Deutsch? Do you speak German or English?
Both.
Könntest du vielleicht unser Ruhebeauftragter sein, der Minister für Ruheangelegenheiten im Tempel? Das heißt aber, dass du den Leuten sanft zu verstehen gibst. Nicht einmal die anrufen Silenzio, sondern einfach sagen, kann ich euch helfen, zufriedener zu werden im Leben? Dass alle eure Bedürfnisse eine Erfüllung erfahren. Und dann musst du sehen, was die brauchen. Die Kinder brauchen vielleicht Schnuller oder solche Dinge. Und dann man muss richtig mit Intelligenz den Menschen dienen, ne? Dass die einfach glücklich und zufrieden sind. Ja? Und wir erzählen dir, was wir hier dann gemacht haben später. Ne? Also einfach sehen viele, dass zum Beispiel manche Mütter müssen ihre Kinder jetzt stillen. Die sind jetzt, gut, dann musst du einen Ort finden, wo sie ganz zuversichtlich die Kinder stillen können, nicht? Oder da ist die Library und manche wollen vielleicht meditieren, dann musst du sie, Prabhupada, musst richtig deine ganze Intelligenz anwenden, alle zufriedenzustellen. Und wir werden das hören, wie erfolgreich du bist, inwieweit die chronische Unruhe aufhört und die Leute ruhig werden.
Gut. So, I will give you a sign.
Those of you who are not yet seated, I think it will be easier for you to appreciate this program of Krishna consciousness when you are seated. I also request you for now switch off your mobile telephones and stop talking to your neighbors about the very important things which you want to tell them. I request you to now concentrate on something which is so sublime and so ecstatic. My dear guests, my dear devotees, I have wonderful news for you to hear. Today, 522 years ago, the most merciful avatar of God, the golden avatar Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, appeared. It's important that you listen carefully about this golden avatar, because if you actually are successful in bringing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into your heart, your life will change and you will become loving and ecstatic. Yes, Rupa Goswami, the great saint, says, may in all of your hearts, in the innermost chamber, the deepest secret place, may into this place the golden Lord come, and may you thus become full of love and ecstatic. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in a dark night. When he appeared, all the people of the town in which he appeared went down to the banks of Mother Ganga, because by the Lord's arrangement there was a moon eclipse. If you go now out of the door, or maybe a little later, you will see the full moon, which is representing Guna Chandra, the moon of Lord Chaitanya. Now, at the time of his appearance, Lord Gauranga, by his mystical potency, drew the planet Rahu from a hiding place and made it to cover the full moon, because he had something in mind. He knew that when the full moon is eclipsed, it's usually inauspicious. Those who are pregnant have miscarriages during this time. Husband and wife who have something which is not all right will quarrel and beat each other during this time. Wars start during this time. It's a very bad time. So people, knowing that it is so inauspicious in India, do something good during this time. That means they sing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So all the people came to the Ganga, took their bath to counteract the influence of that dark night, and started to sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And then the Lord was born. At the time when he was born, there was a flower rain from the skies. The devatas, the powerful beings who rule the universe, they're so happy that they threw champak and jasmine flowers down, and honey also. It was a very ecstatic time. Everyone asked me, what's going to happen? What happened is simply this. Lord Chaitanya, who had made the decision to make everyone auspicious and happy, had appeared. His childhood went by quickly. He became a genius when he was 16 years old. he was proclaimed to be the most intelligent scholar at that time, because in a verbal debate with Keshava Kashmiri, the greatest of scholars at that time, he defeated him, and in this way showed that his knowledge is superior to everyone else. I will not talk to you about this period of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's time, because in this period he was hiding himself. He would engage in argument and debate. He would establish his point of view as the highest point of view. He was seen by everyone as the most genius but also the most arrogant of scholars. He wanted to show that he was in full possession of reason, intelligence, and the knowledge of all the scriptures. Because after only little time, he would, through knowledge and academic astuteness, out of the door and become a God-intoxicated madman. People understood that he knew everything, but for the sake of divine love, of relishing his relationship with Krishna, he had given up this dry knowledge as insignificant as a straw, a dry piece of straw. He took initiation in Gaya from the Saint Ishwarapuri. He took his initiation, the Gopal Mantra, and a day after his initiation he decided to run to Vrindavan, where he wanted to meet Krishna, the Lord of his heart. But when he started for Vrindavan, he heard voices, the voices of the devatas, the heavenly beings, who told him, "No, don't go to Vrindavan just now. You have a mission. Fulfill the mission first. Your mission is to spread love of God through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra." In this way, Gauranga Mahaprabhu did not go to Vrindavan, but returned back to the town of his appearance, Navadvip, and there started the Sankirtan movement. And it is here where we will start with our katha this evening. Every evening, all the confidential devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu bend like streams of rivers who join the Ganga into the house of Srivas Pandit. Throughout the night they would stay in this large house and they would engage in the singing of the holy names. We will hear in a moment these divine ecstatic symptoms which Gauranga Mahaprabhu shared with the devotees. We will hear about his universal religion of singing God's name. But for now, I want you to meditatively go to Navadvip. In your mind's eye, you please envision Mother Ganga, silverish waters, and you imagine the palm trees, the wonderful banana forests, and these great devotees whose hairs were standing on end because they were on their way to join the Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I request you to now center yourself. Imagine this atmosphere. Imagine you yourself in a situation where you will join God for his most intimate pastimes of singing in ecstatic love his holy names.
Teachings of Shastra.
why should we waste our nights in useless activities? Let us make a firm resolution today to spend the nights engaged in the most auspicious activity, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. If we come together and just sing the names of Krishna, all of us will drown in the flood of devotional ecstasies. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, let the whole world become delivered by hearing the holy name. In this way, every evening, Gauranga Mahaprabhu would start the singing of the names of God in the house of Srivas Pandit. The devotees who were with him had been with him throughout many incarnations. When the Lord came as Ram, they had assisted him to get back Sita. They were the Vananas, forest soldiers. When he came as Krishna, these people were the cowherd boys. And now, when he came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they were Vijayanidhi, Murari, Nandana, Budimanta, Garuda, and some were called Govinda. So every evening they came together, and then the Lord danced and chanted with his associates. And I would like to read to you from the scriptures how that was. And I feel if you can hear that patiently by giving your whole attention, you will learn what is the easiest way for you to develop ecstatic love of Godhead. As soon as the kirtan would begin, the Lord usually became absorbed in trance. He forgot the outside world. Then, after standing for a little while, totally absorbed, he would start his dance. While he would dance, he would sometimes fall down with such force that the earth would seem to shake. The devotees who heard this stood still, frozen with fear, to see the delicate body of the Lord crushing with such force down on the ground. His mother was there, Mother Sachi, the mother of the universe, who had been Yashoda, caring for Krishna, reading every desire from Krishna's eyes. And Mother Sachi said, "Oh Lord Govinda, please grant me one wish. May I not be conscious when Nimai falls to the ground." Lord Chaitanya knew the desire and wish of his mother to not see him in this state of ecstasy crashing to the floor. And by his mystical potency, whenever he fell down, just a second before, whenever he crashed, he would cover the consciousness of his own mother so that she would faint and go out first. The Lord, my dear devotees and my dear friends, spent all of his time performing kirtan with the devotees. There was no one in the whole creation who could dance as gracefully as the Lord. Sometimes during kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell to the ground, as we have heard. Then Advaita Acharya came from behind the pillars. Advaita Acharya then did something which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want. He rushed forward and took the dust which had fallen from the lotus feet of Chaitanya. You must know that the custom to take the dust from someone's feet has a deep explanation. A spiritually exalted personality, when he walks, leaves some of his own feelings and ecstasy in the dust which he has touched by his feet. That's, my dear devotees, when you come today to Vrindavan, where there is dust which was touched by Krishna's lotus feet, the first thing you must do is forget all the rules and regulations which you have learned in your school in Switzerland. You have to just dive on the ground, roll on the ground preferably, and cover yourself with the dust which has been touched by the lotus feet of Krishna. Because through this touch, this divine touch of Krishna's feet, the dust is now love dust. It has absorbed the qualities of prema, this dust. And therefore, we are not afraid to lose our social estimation. We just roll in the dust. I remember I had once been with a scientist from Germany, and I showed him Vrindavan. Then I came to a very beautiful place which was full of dust. Then I said, "Watch it," to the scientist, threw myself in the dust and rolled and threw the dust all over like an elephant who takes a dust bath. And the scientist was totally, how do you say, the German is almost as reserved as a Swiss person. He was really critical of me, and he thought I had gone mad, and I had a little, So I remember I took a handful of dust and just threw it into the face of the scientist, shouting, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol." And I still remember to this day, first he was reserved and critical, but when that dust touched him into his scientific face, he became ecstatic, because the dust of Vrindavan has this quality. It is touched by the feet of Krishna. It is therefore prema dust, love dust. So Advaita Acharya would come from hiding, because he knew Gauranga Mahaprabhu did not wish that anyone worshipped him as God. But he came from his hiding, and Gauranga Mahaprabhu was so much overwhelmed by ecstatic emotions that he just took the dust and rubbed it all over his head. Sometimes, my dear devotees, the Lord would be so moved that he wept continuously for up to an hour while rolling on the floor. The dust floor became all dark because it got mixed with the water of the Lord's tears. And when the Lord rolled in this dust, his body, which was previously as golden as this air balloon there, it was even more beautiful. purple. It became blackish, and the devotees said, oh, now Gauranga looks like Shyama Sundar Krishna. He's so black, wonderful. He shows us that he's the Lord of Vrindavan. Many, many devotees fainted as they ran about trying to restrain the Lord. Sometimes, my dear devotees, the Lord became so heavy that no one could carry him. Then again, he became as light as cotton, so the devotees would take him up and carry him lovingly over their heads. When the Lord would go into a trance and lose his external consciousness, the devotees would come close to his ear and loudly call, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
A little bit louder, they chanted, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Good! Sometimes the Lord's body would tremble violently. Sometimes his teeth chattered. Sometimes the Lord's body would break into cold sweat. And then again, he became so hot that the cooling sandalwood paste, which was applied to cool him down, fell from his forehead to the ground because it was dried by the heat of his body. Sometimes the Lord danced so vigorously and strongly that the earth seemed to shake. But then again, he would stop this Tandava Nritya and he would dance so elegantly as if he was floating. Everyone was reminded of Krishna's dance. Do you know when Krishna enters the forest of Vrindavan that he dances like the best of dancers? Lord Shiva is usually called Natarvara, the best of dancers. But when he dances and becomes so ecstatic in his dance, he draws the whole creation into his hair and into his dance and annihilates it. When Krishna, however, dances, the whole creation comes to life. When Krishna entered the forest of Vrindavan, it is described, he danced as the flute was playing, and the animals who saw him started to also dance and laugh and become ecstatic. His garden would dance. Although he played his flute, his feet were dancing, and most of all his eyebrows were dancing. I can't do it like that, but something like that. Dancing up and down, and it just looked so joyfully that everyone was caught up in the ecstasy of his dance. When devotees in this world try to meditate about Krishna, they try to see in their mind's eye Lord Krishna entering the forest of Vrindavan and dancing. Our Lord is the Lord of joy. Our Lord Krishna is the Lord of smile. Our Lord Krishna is the Lord of ecstasy. And when he came into this dark age, he brought the joy of his dance with him. He brought the motion of his heart with him, the ecstasy, to create a religion of love, to create a religion of dance, to create a religion of divine joy, which comes when you are connecting your consciousness with the Lord of your heart. The author of this text, which we are hearing today, says, Lord Chaitanya thus danced, surrounded by his devotees, to the chanting of his own name. The Supreme Lord dances only to be seen by the most fortunate souls. I am so fallen and wretched that I was not born at that time and place, so that I could see this marvelous festival of singing the holy name. My dear devotees, my dear enthusiastic devotees, my dear skeptical devotees, my dear friends, visitors, this singing of the holy name went on in private for a year or so. No outsiders were allowed during this kirtan. It was even seen that those who were related to the devotees but who were really outside of devotion were not tolerated during this ecstatic singing and dancing. We hear that there was the stepmother of Srivas Thakur who wanted to see the singing and dancing and the divine states of ecstasy, and therefore she was hiding in a barrel and thus she looked, you know, like Sherlock Holmes, you know, to see that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he started the kirtan at that time, he stopped everything and said, why do I not feel ecstasy? The reason must be that there are outsiders there. So Srivas Thakur looked all around and he looked under the barrel and he found his own stepmother who was an outsider to bhakti. She had no faith in Krishna. So he personally took care that the stepmother was thrown out of the kirtan. Why? There's a reason. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to make the devotees strong. And if you want to strengthen something, you bundle the energies. He wanted to have convinced devotees who were ecstatic and who were full of love. Because soon, after the year had passed, he was sending the devotees out into the streets to confront the greatest danger you can imagine. At that time, Navadvip was ruled by the Muslims who would not tolerate the spread of the Sankirtan movement. And to practice spiritual life in the face of opposition, that requires some strength. Imagine there would be many people before the temple who would say, you cannot go to the temple, you know. It would be seen if you would be very enthusiastic to come. Then it's easy to come. When it's easy to practice spiritual life, then everyone practices. But sometimes when it's difficult, those who are weak in their heart give up the process. They are only good weather devotees, you know, when the good weather is there. But I will tell you something even more secret. Sometimes Krishna makes our life more difficult because those who have a good heart and who want spiritual life but who are distracted by so many other outside things become concentrated when life gets tough. Have you experienced this maybe in your own life when everything is so easy and so creamy and sunny and relaxed, then you seem to sometimes lose your determination. So therefore Krishna sometimes, when he sees that you become a little bit weak-hearted and weak in your spiritual practice, makes life more difficult, so that you understand, wow, it's so valuable, this spiritual life. Let me again give my best. So during the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he first brought everyone together and practiced together, and then he sent the Muslims who came and said, we forbid the chanting. Then the devotees went deep inside. They understood, no, we will not listen to this order. We will make a civil disobedience movement. And Lord Chaitanya was at the head of it. He called his devotees together. Thousands, hundred thousands came. And he said, let us do our kirtan in the streets of Nadia. Let us see which government can stop us. Sometimes it is understood that Gandhi made the first civil disobedient movement, but that's historically not quite correct. The first civil disobedience movement in India was started by Gauranga Mahaprabhu 510 years ago or so, and he arranged thousands of devotees who came together bearing torches in the night and dancing so ecstatically. When he called for this kirtan, where everyone left their houses and went to the streets and went through the town of Navadvip, there were many thieves who thought, well, a good opportunity, the owners of the house have left their houses, now we will steal everything away from them. But when the Sankirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu passed those houses, even the thieves became ecstatic and joined the Sankirtan movement, so that they forgot all about their thieving plans. This will happen to you also. When you engage in chanting, you will forget your other problematic areas in your life, and you will just engage in the ecstatic chanting. But there was opposition. The atheist said, we know why they close their doors and chant in secret. Nimai Pandi was such a good boy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he has changed. I think that is due to bad association. I know they close the door because they do some mystic things with women. They bring those women under their control, and then in their association they perform all sorts of illicit activities. Tomorrow I will have these followers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu arrested like common criminals. You know, all this time, while the atheists criticized the singing of Lord Krishna's names, all they could hear in the night was the sound of Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Because they were chanting these names of God throughout the night. And as they were hearing the devotees chanting from outside and criticizing, they had still some good association with the devotees. And they said, there is no use in criticizing them. Better we go home and mind our own business. And another person would say to them, to these atheists who talked outside of Shiva's Thakur's house, it's simply our misfortune that we cannot go inside to see the kirtan. This is the result of our bad karma. How can we criticize those who are lucky enough to be happy inside, they are very fortunate. So I would like to sing with you now a little bit of kirtan. And I will try to sing a melody which is close to what was sung there. And you please sing, and then I will just close everything. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
One night, this what we have heard so far was going on every night, but one night was special. Would you like to know a little bit about this special night?
Yes.
Why?
Because
it's special. One night, an hour before dawn, the Lord suddenly stopped dancing. And he did something which he had never done before. He climbed up onto the altar. He picked up the Sharadam Shila stones, put them on his lap, and sat down on the altar. The altar loudly cracked. It was much louder, but I have protected you today. You will now be shocked. Due to the Lord's weight, because, you know, in Lord Krishna, all the universes rest. So he's heavy. Nityananda Prabhu saw what happened and rushed to the altar to support it. He is Ananta Shesha, the mighty snake-like being who carries the planets on his hooves. And in this way, the altar remains steady so that the Lord could sit down comfortably. He swayed back and forth. The Lord said, "Stop the kirtan now." After everything had become as quiet as someday in the future the atmosphere in the Zurich temple will become, he began to reveal the truth about himself in a booming voice. "I am Krishna, the son of Devaki, the Lord and Master of the entire creation. My dear devotees, It is I who am glorified by all of your songs, for you are my eternal servants. I have appeared in this Kali Yuga for your sake, and I have accepted all of the food and other gifts that you have offered me. At this time, the devotees jubilantly understood. He had come. He who was previously Ram had come. He who was previously Krishna had come. And they thought, all right, let us feed him. And they bring as much rice as they could. They brought as many sweets as they could. They brought as many preparations as there were cooked all over town. And they brought them to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who ate it all. My dear devotees, in this way, Lord Chaitanya will display his inconceivable pastimes, which are impossible to understand with our material minds. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would act as the brother and the friend of all devotees. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the town of Navadvip to become a wandering monk. He left his associates who were dearer to him than life with one sacred order, which I would like to repeat this Gopuniam festival. He said, my dear devotees, I request one thing of you. Sing Krishna's name, worship Krishna, and glorify him. While you are awake or while you sleep, chant the names of the Lord. In this way you will always be together with Krishna and never separated from him. My dear devotees, this sacred order is true also today. If you wish to really benefit from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gracious gift to the world, you will join the wonderful Sankirtan movement of singing the holy names. You don't need to live in a temple. You don't need to shave your head or dress in a special way. You don't even need to be very qualified spiritually. You can be the person you are, but add this one thing to your life. The singing of the holy names that will uncover your soul, free your soul, make it dance to the dance of eternity. It will give you wings to fly. It will be the best psychotherapy, the best sport, the best business, everything the best, because what would be better than connecting with Krishna, being in his divine presence, and feeling the miraculous transformation of him being in the heart. So on this Gopuniam day, I request you, remembering Srila Prabhupada, my own spiritual master, when Prabhupada came to America, he said, I didn't come to teach you any philosophy. Well, no. He published 40 books. He said, I didn't come to teach you something. I just came with one request. Chant the divine names of Krishna and realize your original spiritual identity and go back to the kingdom of God in this life. That's all. He wrote all these books to convince us that Krishna is Krishna. But more than, because only when you are convinced of Krishna can you chant his names with faith. But beyond this and above that, he just said, chant Hare Krishna, and you will see, you will experience Krishna consciousness. We were this year in the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the great pioneer of spreading Krishna consciousness in the West. I'm looking for something, yes. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gave a very, very nice example of how chanting can reveal all the secrets of spiritual life. And I think if you understand this example, then you will gain faith. He said in the beginning, when we sing the holy names, we really only have the butt of the holy name. In Schweizerdeutsch, die Knospe. When you have a bud of, for instance, this rose flower, you don't see the colors, you don't smell the fragrance, and you don't perceive the form of the rose. A bud is a little ugly thing, it's usually green, and it has this shape, you know, like my index finger. It's not very attractive. But if you water a bud, a rosebud for instance, slowly, step by step, it will reveal its beauty, just like this rose flower. It was once a bud, a knospe, a green ugly thing, but because it was watered, it opened up, and now it smells as good as strawberry fields. So in the beginning your chanting is a little is beginning chanting. At that time you are not really relishing the chanting so much, only something is there, some peace maybe, or you forget your worries and so on. But as you continue to sing and become deeply absorbed practitioner, you will see how from this singing all of a sudden very good feelings about Krishna, loving feelings emerge. You will actually see in the heart something like a spiritual movie, you could say, a divine revelation of Krishna's form and his qualities and pastimes. It helps to make pilgrimages to Vrindavan, read the literature and so on. But even without doing this, if you would just chant the holy names, you would actually become fully God conscious. And this is the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who so mercifully appeared in this age. And thank you very much for attending this program and being so peaceful, relatively peaceful. You did very well today, like great yogis. And I want to wish all the best at your here. And I will now end my little talk with chanting some auspicious mantras for your spiritual protection. Om Swastino Govinda, Swastino Chutaranto, Swastino Vasudeva Vishnu Dadatu, Swastino Narayano Narova, Swastina Padmanava Purushottama Dadatu, Svastino Visvakshino Visveshvaraha Svastino Hrishikesho Hari Dadatu Svastino Vainateyo Harihi Svastinanjana Suto Hanur Bhagavato Dadatu Svasti Svasti Sumangalai Kesho Mahan Shri Krishna Sachidananda Ganaha Sarveshvareshvaro Dadatu. May Lord Govinda bring you auspiciousness. May Achyuta and Ananta Shesha bring you auspiciousness. May Lord Vasudev Vishnu bring you auspiciousness. May Nara and Narayan bestow auspiciousness. May the Supreme Person, Lord Padmanabha, bestow auspiciousness. May you be blessed by coming to this temple on this Gopunin day, and may you all be able to realize in your heart how the unique gift of the holy names which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given to the world will reveal to you more and more who you are in your real identity and what is your relationship with Krishna. And that is my sincere desire and my prayer for you, that may you become happy in your Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. This is the best day. This day is a day where the happiness has no limits and where all misery is disappearing from the mind. The day when the Lord appeared, please stay with us. We want to also make your stomachs happy today. Some of us had fasted the whole day. Most of us in the temple, even Jai Gopal, no. Future life, maybe. But most of us, of course, the idea of fasting is that the Lord appears after sun, in moonrise. You know, it's, I think, when does the moon rise?
It has risen,
yeah. So he has appeared. So we first wait until the Lord has come, and then we offer him something, and then we eat. That's the idea of fasting on appearance days. And if you do so and control a little bit the tongue, you will see great auspiciousness coming in your life. But Jai Gopal can eat, he's in a special category. Hare Krishna. He is the beloved of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. So what do we do now?